MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, July 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop. July 26th. Man, what? I am screwing up so bad today. Calendar is just flying by. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg, candidate for the 106th House District primary election. August 6th is coming, Todd.
It's right around the corner, man. It got here just like we all knew it was gonna, and just as fast as it can be.
Yeah, are you feeling the same way we're feeling, that, man, we can't wait until August 7th?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one, because I got to tell you, man, my ankles are swollen. My back is hurting. I just talked to Josh. He goes, luckily, because he's knocked on a lot of doors, he can't feel his legs. He said, but my God, my back is killing me. And it's coming to an end. And early voting actually starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And it's just been hectic and fast paced, man. It's just thousands upon thousands of doors, 25,000 pieces of literature that we've handed out on the doors, man. It's just, it's been crazy.
Yeah. Now, one thing I was kind of shocked and surprised, we finally had a debate where your opponent, State Representative Cam Cavett, finally showed up. Tell the folks about the debate. In your opinion, how do you think it went?
I think it went well. You know, Cam, like you said, showed up. That was a win. Then he said, you know, he's very accessible to the people, and yet he didn't show up for meet and greets and meet the candidates or the debates. So I don't know how you're accessible when you don't show up. But it went really well. Just pointing out the differences where, you know, what he says and what he actually does is two different things. If you look at his mailers, you think, man, this guy's great. He's a conservative. He's pro Second Amendment and everything else. And then you go look at his voting record, and it's the complete opposite. You know, I mean, he's anti-China, introducing stuff, but didn't talk about getting the SOAR fund up that's being used to fund Goshen, missing the gun votes, missing the right to work. And voting with the Democrats. I mean, over 60 bills, he's voted with the majority of the Democrats against the majority of the Republicans. I told him, I said, you know, voting for SB 7, $1.1 billion, that it was just a waste of our taxpayer money, doesn't make you conservative, makes you the complete opposite.
Any response from Cam?
No, he just was reading off his notebook of, legislation he introduced, but nothing that's gotten through. You know, I mean, nothing that's done anything. And he talked about Cornwall flooding. And then I find out from the folks in Sheboygan that Cornwall flooding came from the city, not from anything he did. So, it's hard to defend your record when you really don't have a record other than voting with the Democrats.
Well, and the other aspect of it is who's funding these mailers and who's basically backing him financially. I understand part of that came up in the discussion at the debate as well.
Yeah. We brought up all these PACs and super PACs and how, these mailers that he's sending out, that's $7,500 a pop. You know, and I mean, there's folks that are getting them every single day, and they're like, where is he getting his money? And it's from the PACs. And then he said, well, I'm proud that that I'm getting money outside the district, that people support me. And I just pointed out, I said, it's not people, it's the PACs, because you vote exactly how they want you to vote. And it's not benefiting us. Like I said, his votes with the Democrats trying to get along, you know, go along. What has it done for us? You know, they're talking about literally during the debate how we get pennies on the dollar up here in the north, you know, knuckles north, because the Democrats down in Lansing don't give anything to us because we're conservative.
Right.
And then he sits there and votes with them, and we don't get anything on the return. You know, so that, like I asked him that day to his face, then why are you voting with them? And right. He couldn't respond. I mean, he just looked with the deer in the headlight, you know, so... I just, his reasoning is so far out, you know, because I told him, I'll work with anyone that wants to follow the Constitution. He's like, well, that's good to hear, because when you set up this petition for recall, I'm like, I didn't even get to respond to that because I couldn't do a rebuttal at the time. I'm like, I didn't set up the petition. I just agreed to be the candidate to run against you, you know. But and then he tried to use, you know, the scripture on me and throw out there, you know, bearing false witness. And I laughed at him. I said, speaking of bearing false witness, you know, little James Hogue was there in the back, you know, and the bearing false witness is where they're saying I have PTSD and I beat my wife and I have a police record that I'm hiding. That's bearing false witness, because those are all lies.
Yeah.
You know,
any answer to that one that he could even try?
No, of course not. You know, it just, he went back reading his notebook and talking right. about legislation he introduced, but nothing's gotten through, you know. So
all the proposed amendments, not one of them, Todd, has been approved by the Democrats.
Yeah. Other than, you know, renaming two highways, you know, where he got those through, but that doesn't do anything for us, you know.
Right. Yeah,
and that's crumbs from the Democrats for all his other votes, you know, that he voted with them on.
Yeah. Well, one thing I think is interesting, as you're out there talking to the people, and I asked Josh the same question, what are the number one and perhaps number two issues that you're hearing as you're out there talking to the folks?
Well, you know, it's across the board. Is the economy is the first thing. And then, you know, up here, I mean, the Second Amendment is huge to folks, and they know what Lansing's trying to do and D.C.'s trying to do. And so those two things, you know, are very, very important to folks. And they're, you know, nothing's going to get better, like I pointed out in the debate. We keep spending money that keeps inflation high until we stop spending money that we don't have. We're going right. to continue to pump up inflation, right? And Cam didn't help when he voted for SB 7 for $1.1 billion giveaway from the Democrats, you know. And then the gun rights, you know, they keep saying we're not after your guns, but then they turn around and they come after our guns, you know. So it's just and folks don't trust Lansing, and rightfully so. They shouldn't trust Lansing because they showed they can't be trusted.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that, and Josh mentioned the economy as well, and a lot of people are saying, well, what can we do, you know, at the state level? And I think it's so important, if we win with the right Republicans August 6th, we get them elected in November, you guys can go down there and actually stop some of this bloated spending. The governor, $82.4 billion was the final number on the budget for this upcoming fiscal year. And Todd, it's got so much pork in it, and it's got so much of this economic development crap that she's spending, giving it to her friends, which I think actually ends up going back in Democrat donations for these, you know, electric vehicle battery plants and all this kind of garbage. It's amazing, absolutely amazing to me that nobody's talking about stopping the spending in Lansing.
No, you're absolutely correct, and it is absurd with the pork that they have in those bills, because it's not benefiting us, and we are already seeing $2 billion being wasted of our money that they gave away to the EV plants throughout the state, and that's created less than 200 jobs. You know, they were talking about this big job boom that they're going to create. And $2 billion created less than 200 jobs. That's criminal. You know, and like you said, it is. Follow the money. Watch how it goes full circle back into the coffers of Whitmer and the Democrats with all these incentives that they're providing these corporations that'll turn around and pump money into their campaigns. So that's all. Just like with the teachers union, when they took away the test scores of our kids, the teachers' test scores, you know, to solve all the problems that they're having, they just hide the test scores of the teachers, and then that way that resolves everything. But it goes right back into the union, which then turns right back into the Democratic coffers, just like with the UAW, and that money goes right back in there when they did away with the people's will of the right to work. And they legislated and they took the right of the people away, and that money goes right back into their coffers from the UAW and the unions, because they were now paying for the union dues, and now it's unlimited, so they can just keep pumping more money into the Democratic machine, promising more free stuff, and it's nothing is free.
Amen to that. Well, the thing of it is, early voting starts tomorrow, 9 days. That runs until Sunday, August 4th. They have a day off, and then August 6th is the day. What would you like to say to the folks to get out the word, to help your campaign? What can they do to help make sure that you win this primary on August 6th?
That said, they're supporting us. The biggest thing is showing up, either getting your absentee ballot, going in early, or on the day of voting, going out there and making sure you vote. We had such a low voter turnout, you know, during the presidential primary in the last election, that if you don't turn out to vote, the most cherished things we do as Americans, then you can't be upset about who we get elected based off of that. So all I just say is go out and vote your conscience. Go out and vote who's going to be the best candidate that represents your beliefs and ideology, and make sure you just go and vote.
Yeah, get out the vote and tell your friends, make sure they vote. Because like they say, dog days of summer is here. Finally, you know, 82, 84, 85, 86 degree weather. And they're saying that even with absentee ballots going out, not that many people have returned them yet. So they're still listening and perhaps looking at mailers they're getting. But most importantly, if they don't vote in large turnout for the establishment, the people that are relying on mailers, like you say, your opponent is running that type of campaign. I doubt if he's knocking doors. Todd, it's a very simple point. Our conservative patriots get out the vote. They absolutely, you know, tell their friends to vote. The other side doesn't turn out the vote. This could be a very interesting election result on August 6th.
No, absolutely. And again, you know, I mean, how many folks have we seen that the Christians that don't vote with the statistics, you know, and they just say, well, I pray, you know, it's in God's hands. I said, well, God, you know, did make pews to pray, but God also made ballot boxes for us to vote. So you can't just pray. You got to go out and fight, because that's what he tells us in the Bible. You know, that if we don't fight, we lose. And, you know, that, and until we realize that, that can continue. But, hey, tomorrow at meet and greet in Hubbard Lake at Four Corners at 1 to 3.
1 to 3, Hubbard Lake at the Four Corners.
Yes, sir. Me and Julie Grubb will be out there.
Very good, Todd. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to get to some housekeeping during the break. I got a few text messages we want to get to. Greg, I sent you a text back. I'm live on the radio 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. Please, no videos during my show. People were sending me these videos, and I don't have time to look at them during the break. So, greatly appreciate it. Got another text message here. Should Josh be making comments yet about the Dems opposition running in his race? Starting to see a lot of TV ads for Callie Barr. Well, through one of my listeners to the show, we've reached out to her, and I wanted to have her on the show to interview her. And no response. So I'm not sure why she'd not be willing to come on and talk to us. But no, Josh is laser focused on beating Bergman. He's not going to have any comments about the Democrat race at all. Once the August 6th primary is over, if he's lucky enough to beat Bergman, this is going to be a David and Goliath race. If he defeats Bergman, well, then, of course, he'll find out who the winner is on the Democrat side. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to debate Callie Barr. Dr. Barb Lorenzer, the loser, I'd love to debate him. If I was Josh, I'd look forward. I'd want Dr. Bob to win. And a lot of the establishment Democrats folks are, in fact, supporting him. Here in Antrim County, our own county chair for the Antrim County Democrats, she has a Dr. Bob sign in her yard. Kind of interesting, she also has a couple of Republicans in the August 6th primary in her yard as well. The current sheriff, Kevin Hoke, and a primary challenger to my county commissioner, Jairus Rubing, she's got a Kevin Clayton sign in her yard, the Democrats. Now, the only saving grace that we have in our race, Vicky running for county clerk, is four other Democrats filed as Republicans to run against her. Vicky is the true only Republican conservative patriot running for county clerk, and the other four could very well split the vote and help her win. Maybe it was a God thing. I'm not really sure. Of course it is. Everything is his divine providence. But, you know, the point is, turnout could be very, very low, folks. We have a company chasing absentee ballots, and they're saying not a lot of people have turned in their ballots yet. 9 days of early voting starts tomorrow on Saturday. Not seeing it. Not seeing any enthusiasm for it. People are saying, no, if I vote, I'm voting on August 6th. Well, if it's a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny Tuesday, people might be out on their boat. They may be playing golf. They may be gardening. They may totally forget to vote. It's got to be us, the people that are engaged, informed, educated, motivated about our candidates, to make sure we get out to vote, but most importantly, get others to vote. Hey, man, I really need you to do me a favor. Get out there and vote for Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for 1st Congressional District, and then our candidates of choice for the 105th, 106th, and 107th House District. Christian Marcus in the 105th, Todd Smallenberg in the 106th, and Neil Friske in the 107th. If we get these people elected, they end up going to Washington and Lansing. Folks, the 1st Congressional District will be completely changed. This will be a new day in the Patriots taking over these elected offices. Constitutional conservatives, fiscal conservatives. Now, these candidates have been on my show. And one thing I'm going to pledge to you right here, right now, if they win on August 6th and end up winning in November, they're going to be held accountable and they're going to be continuing to come on this show. This John DeMoose crap is over. You don't use me, this microphone, and my audience to get elected and then never come back on the show ever again. Not going to happen. I will remind these elected officials, once they get elected, you got elected because of us, because of our radio family, because of the information we shared and had you on and interviewed you and got your name recognition out there. You owe us. So exactly what segment are you going to be on my show on a regular basis? Washington, D.C., folks, I would say probably once a month. Lansing, every other week. And we have enough candidates that we could rotate them where every single week we will be getting updated from somebody's perspective, either in Washington or Lansing, from a different House district. 105th, Christian Marcus comes on. Next week, Todd Smallenberg from the 106th. The week after that might be Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate, Josh Saul from Congress. The last week of the month, Neil Friske for the 107th. We got it all laid out, folks, and this is what we're going to do if we get our people elected. But it's all about turnout and getting your friends to get out and vote as well. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
I'm Dennis Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate.